It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
And a good afternoon to you. We welcome you to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. If you're trying to learn a second language, or maybe you're just trying to get a basic degree and all of that to get out into the workforce, well, the workforce needs you. And Iowa Valley Education and Training Center has got just the tools to help you do that. Patty Mendoza, Director of Adult Literacy at the Iowa Valley Education and Training Center, is joining us for today's show. Patty, welcome. It's good to have you on again.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, with classes beginning and with everything that's going on, where do you start when it comes to adult literacy for programs out at Iowa Valley?
Well, it is a difficult time right now, but we have continued to offer our classes for adult literacy, specifically our English as a Second Language class, as well as our high school equivalency classes here in Marshalltown, as well as Grinnell, Tama, and then also in Iowa Falls. So we are continuously trying to get more students down at our centers, and we're starting to see that trend go back up. So
when we talk about English as a second language for us adults or older people and all that, we generally think of, well, you know, I'm either going to learn Spanish or maybe somebody's going to learn English, but there are more options than just those two languages.
There are, and, you know, we see for our English as a Second Language classes, we see a lot of immigrants coming to this country who are trying to better themselves, and honestly, we see people from other countries who are doctors or they're engineers that they need to improve their English skills so they can possibly go back into those fields in this country. So, as well as we see others who are coming and working in manufacturing and other areas. So, English is our main focus here mm-hmm. on getting people ready for the workforce or ready to go into short-term training or credit classes. So
are there more people who are trying to learn a second language, or are they trying to get, I see on my notes here, the equivalent of what used to be known as the GED, now known as HSED. Is there one area that seems to keep you busier than others, or is it about equal?
It's about equal. We do have quite a bit of students right now actually working online with us because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They have barriers like transportation or childcare. We actually offer online classes for both high school equivalency as well as our English as a Second Language courses. But yeah, people are trying to better themselves and to be able to provide a better life for them and their families. And so we are then able to, once they get that high school equivalency, able to get them sent over to a short-term or a longer-term training over at, say, Marshalltown Community College or even other colleges if we don't have a program that they're needing here. So
what is the goal of English as a second language? I guess in my mind, if I'm thinking that, I'm thinking, okay, learning to read and write, but there's so much more to communication than just trying to not that it's not important to write a sentence down or be able to read a book. I mean, those are all very important, but there's more to it than that, isn't there?
Most definitely. It's getting people from that are from other countries involved in our community and being self-sufficient. That's one of our big key elements here. And, you know, citizenship, the pathway to citizenship, a lot of people need the language to be able to read and write and speak it when they're going to their interview and having to answer some questions about our history and that kind of thing. And so it encompasses a lot more than just reading and writing in our community, because we also bring resources in. So say we have had the police department here talking about mm-hmm. car seats, legal aid comes in, or other programs that they generally may not know that exist that they can take advantage of. So it encompasses a whole lot more than just the basic, you know, reading and writing that we all think of.
So having never been in that situation where I've been in a country that is not my native country and having to learn how to get along with everyone, is it difficult for some of these folks to be able to pick up the nuances of how we talk and communicate here in the state of Iowa?
It all depends on the person. I mean, yes, it can be difficult, as we all know, when we if we've traveled to other countries. Mm-hmm. Just being able to even just say where is the restroom, or you know, those kinds of things, or knowing some of our laws and some of our rules that they may not have in other countries. And so we try to focus, you know, bring that into the classroom, and just having the culture, the American culture, as part as in the classroom as well. So yeah, it can be difficult. It all depends on how much they learn in their country, because some of them do come with some knowledge of the English language. So.
And finally, while we're talking about English as a second language, and you mentioned about folks who are highly educated in their own country and they're coming over here to learn the language, how many of them find their way to the training center at Iowa Valley through a potential employment in the community?
We have a lot of support from the employers in the community, and you know, a lot of our second language learners are from here in Marshalltown. Do tend to come from JBS, and so they do learn that from there, because we have that connection, and they are able to, you know, even at the orientations, give them our information so they can come and learn some more English. So, and there are many who have learned the language and are able to even move up the ladder, even there or other employers. So.
Well, tell me what HSED stands for. I've seen it before and I know what it is, but I don't think I've ever asked anybody. Just I know what the GED, you know, general equivalency right. degree. What's an HSED?
So the GED is actually a company that has the testing for you to complete your HSED.
Okay.
But we all kind of commonly called it GED all the time, because that was really the only one out there. However, there's more out there now, and so HSED is High School Equivalency Diploma,
okay.
which in Iowa we have HiSET Testing, which is the company we use for the actual testing piece of it. And so that's HISET. It's from a company called ETS. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of abbreviations. Essentially, it is the High School Equivalency Diploma you're working towards. So.
And you know, you mentioned earlier about having some of those classes online. You know, there's so many barriers to overcome for somebody to be able to say, okay, I can get away from what I'm doing with my family to be able to go and do this. And I'm sure with the pandemic, online has become an even more crucial part for folks to try and get that to attend those HSED classes.
Yes, most definitely. Some people are working and they aren't able to, you know, they have an 8-to-5 position, or they have a second shift, or they have children. So we try to accommodate as much as we can with students. We can do some one-on-one classes with them that are through Zoom or some other type of service like that, or we can even do a set schedule for some of those classes. And right now, the High School Equivalency, we do have more one-on-one, just because people do come in at different times. They may not be at the same level. But for our English as a Second Language, we have a couple of classes depending on the level of English that they're at. So,
what kind of comments do you get from students who take this? Because, you know, I kind of alluded to it before, you know, a lot of them will come in and they have an education. They know how to read their language. They know math. They know some of these, but it's from their own country. And then they come here to the United States and to Iowa, and things are a little bit different just because of that. And, you know, I mean, heck, things are even different back in the old, you know, but before the world changed and I was in grade school and high school and college. Is that a difficult thing to communicate and say, well, in you know, from what you've learned, this is this, but here, it's that?
Yes, it is. You know, in many of the countries, you're learning proper, formal British, you may say, English. And when you come here, our English is quite different. And so we have to incorporate some of that into the classrooms. May not be the formal way of saying things, but this is how we are. And so we have to incorporate them into the culture and bring them into kind of making sure that they are able to communicate at the way we communicate. It's not always easy, and some students do struggle. English is not easy. Mm-hmm. English is a very hard language. That's what we hear a lot. You know, you have the same word that means five different things, and how to incorporate it into a sentence, those kinds of things. So that, you know, English is a hard language. We hear that all the time. However, we have several different programs and curriculum that we can help with the language. So we have a program on the computer that students are able to even use at home at any time. Mm-hmm. It's called Burlington English. It's where we tend to get most of our curriculum. And students are able to read, write, and even speak into a microphone to kind of see, make sure that they are pronouncing things correctly. And if it's not, they can do it over and over again until they get it to that perfect state that they're wanting, so, or they're needing.
Mm-hmm. When somebody has achieved their equivalency degree, what's their next step usually?
Well, we have the resources here, so we try to talk to students from the beginning of their journey with us on what is your goal. Of course, everyone's goals are different, and so we want to make sure we're accommodating to all of their goals. So if they're, you know, if sometimes they don't even know what is next. So mm-hmm. we bring our Pathway Navigator or our the Marshalltown Community College advisor to come and talk to our students throughout the terms that we have, so that students know there is more than just your high school equivalency. There are other trainings, there are other employers, or there is employment. Some of them may not have employment at the time. So we bring those here so that this is an environment that they feel comfortable in so that they don't have to go elsewhere. That is the one thing we have seen, is the fact that they make it to our building is a goal in itself, because it's new. It's especially for these second language learners that mm-hmm. don't necessarily know what they're getting themselves into. So just getting someone in the building and kind of talking to them and giving them a tour and just making them feel comfortable and safe in our environment. So yes, we do bring all of those resources to our area, so that way they don't have to go there. And when they do, they already know someone that's going to be meeting them there. So,
and you know, and kind of a curious question, or maybe not so much. So, I mean, you know, we're talking about folks who are, you know, there may be immigrants, or they're coming to our country to better their jobs and all of that. Do we kind of ignore maybe those who Native Americans? When I say Native American citizens, originally mm-hmm. born here and all that, who just maybe kind of stumbled and faked their way through high school and have other issues, whatever they are, and now all of a sudden realize, I've got to make a step forward, too, if I'm going to be able to survive the way I want to.
Most definitely. No, we serve all people. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if they're from a different country, if they're, you know, what their education is in our country, none of that really matters. We can help anyone. If they already have their high school diploma, we can give some basic skills so that they can get back into the groove of just learning. Mm-hmm. And so we work closely with our main campus, you know, over at MCC and Continuing Ed, to make sure that even if we're not being able to help them, we can get them to someone that can provide them those other skills that they need to be able to continue in a training path or employment or that kind of thing. So everyone is welcome. If we don't have the answer, we will find it for you and get you to the right person.
And I note that both ESL and HSED classes haven't started yet, but there's some coming up in October. Is that right?
Yes, we're in the middle of a term right now. So at the end of October, we should be starting classes throughout our four counties. And people are welcome to come and register before the classes begin. I believe they start about like the week of the 25th. Okay. So if people have some time to think about it, get that courage to come in and get registered.
Well, thanks. Sounds like a great program and a way to get a lot of opportunities for a lot of folks. Keep up the good work, and we appreciate you sharing some of that knowledge with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Patty Mendoza, Director of Adult Literacy at the Iowa Valley Education and Training Center, our guest today here on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.